An audit of a new pay system for state employees shows an error in a calculation rate will actually result in an unintended pay raise for thousands of salaried employees. The report comes weeks after grievances filed by some Department of Transportation employees claim they would actually be shorted in pay for the fiscal year. The error is a complicated one that lawmakers are now scrambling to fix. In June of this year, thousands of state employees transferred from being paid twice a month to every other Friday, a conversion that seems fairly simple, right? Instead of getting paid 24 times per year, these employees, and eventually all state employees, will receive 26 paychecks a year. And the math seems straightforward. Take an employee's salary, and instead of dividing by 24, divide by 26. And there you have it, a new paycheck. Well, it turns out it's not so simple. Legislative Auditor Aaron Allred explains the changeover is all due to the state's transition under WV OASIS, a new computer system meant to streamline most state government processes.
The OASIS conversion was based on a 260 workday, which if you divide by 26 is an even number. However, almost all work years have either 261 workdays or 262 workdays.
Basically, what Allred is saying is the calculation method used by the state auditor's office to divide employee salaries by 26 instead of 24 has this small error in it. It will miss either 1 or 2 days of work for state employees during most years, and that error will result in an unintended increase in the amount salaried employees are being paid.
Based on the average salary and the number of employees obtained from the state auditor, the annual increase is approximately $213 per person for the 261 workdays and $426 per person for 262 workday year.
So in the year that doesn't match up perfectly and state employees end up working 1 or 2 extra days, West Virginia will pay those employees an additional $5 to $10 million out of the state budget, a total of nearly $50 million in additional salaries over the next 10 years. But that's just for salaried employees. Work for the state on an hourly basis, which nearly 23,000 West Virginians do, and your pay will stay exactly the same. The extra money that will be drawn out of the state budget because of this computing error, State Auditor Glenn Gaynor says it's minimal compared to what the state will save by continuing to implement the biweekly pay system and streamlining the state's payroll processes.
There is no doubt in my mind that moving to biweekly pay has been a difficult transition. It's tough. It's a lot of change. However, bringing about the standardization of business processes is going to save the state millions of dollars. I believe those savings to be probably closer to $10 million a year. ISG is telling us that a minimum savings is going to be $4.5 million per year. But that's why we did it. And we did not want to harm employees, but we also wanted to ensure to the taxpayers that there was true transparency and payrolls were always being calculated correctly.
For Senate Finance Chairman Mike Hall, a savings is a savings. He asked the auditor for physical proof. Show me in the budget, he said, where state agencies are saving money through this process. Department of Administration Secretary Jason Pizzutella's agency has already changed pay schedules.
In just the few months that the administration has been part of Wave 1, we know that in the old system, as Legislative Auditor's Office has pointed out to us many times over the last 10 years, that there's a lot of potential for human error. This system links them all together. And so
in your office, you've seen some of these savings already.
We've seen some savings in payroll. Yes, Mr. Chairman,
That's good.
But for Senate President Bill Cole, savings aren't enough.
If somebody says, I'll go to work for $40,000 a year, and I say, I'll pay you $40,000 a year, and he works and I pay him $40,000, at the end of the year, whether it's a fiscal year or calendar year, the deal's done. The deal's done. So accurately, to me, would be if the agreement's $40,000, that we pay $40,000.
Not more and not less, Cole says. Because of the findings of the salary schedule review, Legislative Auditor Aaron Allred is recommending the state halt the switchover in pay for the rest of the state's 50,000 employees that's scheduled for November, and instead focus on finding a solution so that no salaries are affected by the transition. For lawmakers, that could mean passing a bill to mandate the old semi-monthly pay system or changing the definition of how many days are in a work year, among other options. Or they could simply leave the system alone and give 24,000 employees a raise. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara. in Charleston.